One thing you notice immediately when you see the band Snarky Puppy, the group is huge. They have more than 20 musicians who rotate into the lineup, and they can fill a stage at a live show. The jazz fusion group will likely crowd the Variety Playhouse stage in Atlanta, where they'll play 2 sold-out shows this week. Producer Trevor Young caught up with Snarky Puppy's Mike League and Marcelo Woloski last month.
Hey, this is Michael League. I'm the band leader and bassist for Snarky Puppy.
Hello, my name is Marcelo Woloski. I'm the percussionist for Snarky Puppy.
When we tour, we have between 8 and 11 people on stage, mm-hmm. but like the number of people in regular rotation that will play gigs over the next 5 months is 22, maybe. When I started the group, it was very kind of short-sighted and simple. It was just, I just got the sufficient number of musicians to play the music that I was writing and hearing in my head, and that at the time was large, you know, it was a 9 or 10 piece ensemble. It's kind of like that movie The Blob, you know, where like it's like that giant gelatinous organism going down the street and like accumulating mass with every person that it eats. That's kind of what Snarky Puppy has been over 15 years. If somebody subs and they sound awesome, they just kind of become a part of the band, and Marcelo's one of those people, you know, one of the more recent additions, but still maybe 4 years or 5 years in.
Snarky Puppy has a very open, is very open about other cultures, and everybody in the band is identified with different types of music. Mm. And this is a very good thing because it makes the music unpredictable. Like when we record a Culcha Vulcha, for example, there is a Brazilian tune that has an influence from Argentina that I brought.
I remember there was one time about maybe 8 years ago when one of the members of the band brought up to us like, hey man, I think we should really talk about like stage choreography, like dance moves, you know? Now it's so funny to think about Snarky Puppy doing dance moves, you know, choreographed dance. But it was a thing that was brought up like, wow, we really look like crap on stage, you know? We look like a bunch of college nerds playing nerdy music. And I think that's what it was for a long time. Maybe it's what it still is, but as a result of not kind of enforcing or inflicting any kind of thing upon the group about how to conduct themselves on stage, a very natural, like, cool thing has developed about how the band behaves. It really, the way we are on stage is really the exact same way that we are in a rehearsal room.
The good thing about this attitude on stage, I think people get that and they feel free also to express. So, like, you don't know what's gonna happen. That's a good thing. we go on stage and Mike calls a tune, and until then I didn't know what tune I was gonna play.
There are no set lists in this band.
Which is great. I mean, because it makes you be in the moment completely, which it's something that I think is a very Michael League thing, to be in the moment completely.
Or to be after the moment.
Or to be after the moment.
Like 30 minutes after right. the moment. on Culture Vulture, the last record, I think it's a darker record and kind of like a less bombastic or showy album than some of the ones we had done previously. And I think the track that's kind of the most like that, the slowest burn, is the last one, which is called Big Ugly. My dad actually told me the other day, he's like, man, when I'm mowing the lawn, I listen to Big Ugly on repeat. And I didn't really know how to take that. I don't know whether that just means that he's so bored listening to it that he's, you know, he's able to mow the lawn without distraction, but... The really deciding moment, in my opinion, was the one in which I met all of those people on the Dallas scene. You know, those guys like Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin and Robert Spud Seawright and Bernard Wright, especially, of the Jamaica Boys, you know. But that was really when things changed. Those guys, you know, changed the way that we thought about music, and then they started playing in the band, you know. And that made the music less heady. It made it more deep, more confident, more authentic, less kind of brainy and like something to prove. And so it's that marriage of those two things, like the deep and profound and grooving thing and the kind of creative, kind of conceptual.
That was Mike League, band leader and bassist for the group Snarky Puppy. You also heard the band's percussionist, Marcelo Woloski. They'll perform tonight and tomorrow night at the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta.